The other problem with the Vengeance is it is extremely slow. Even if you fit it with an afterburner with the sort of fit that I described, then you are looking at like 2,000 meters per second. And this means that you will not be able to. There's a lot of things that can simply outrun you, including bigger ship than you, like cruisers and all that stuff. As a brawling setup with a micro with an afterburner, then yes, you can fit a NOS. You've got better fitting options, better capacitor, but you've got that problem of being a dedicated brawler. So any kiter will eat your lives quite simply. Moving on from assault frigates. Unless you've got questions, covered ops. The among covered ops is the Anathema. That one is the Tech 2 version of the Magnate. Anathema is a good frig, same thing as the Magnate. It does it's got bonuses to scanning strength and relic and data sights. Compared to the other frigates, it's not as fast, a bit tankier, and it's much easier to fit because it's got a ton of power grids. So if you're new into covered ops frigates and you happen to be a Mar, then do not cross train to skill into other races just for the sake of having a quote unquote better covered ops frig. The Anathema will get the job done. As a solo explorer, the fact that it didn't quite have the low the mid slots of the other races was a bit of a drawback, but now with mobile depots you can fit as many scanning enhancing modules as you wish and refit to data or relic analyzers as you wish if that's your thing. So essentially it's covered ups and they're all good, they're all about the same. Purifier. Purifier is the Amar stealth bomber. Again, compared to other stealth bombers, it's got a bonus to EM damage. It's easier to fit. It's got good damage. It's not as fast as the others. It's reasonably tanky. Not really much to say about this guy from my experience. Just a stealth bomber. It gets the job done. You've got stealth bomber specialists, of which I'm not, I'm afraid, who will be telling you the finer points of why they want this particular bomber other than that one. Usually what I do is I grab the one that is closest in my path, or I grab the one that is bonus for those the type of damage that I want to be applying depending on the target. Next. Electronic attack frigates. Do you remember the Crucifier? Tech 2 is the Sentinel. So electronic attack frigates have this, they have two electronic warfare bonuses. In the case of the Sentinel, this guy has the bonus to tracking disruptor effectiveness of the Crucifier. It loses the range bonus. You cannot be at crazy range like 100 plus kilometers with good skills. On the other hand, it's got a bonus to energy vampire and neutralizer transfer amounts, so not it's got a bonus to range. So you've got excellent range on these due to your electronic attack ship bonuses per skill level. And you've got a 20% bonus to neutralizing modules per level of Amar Frigate, which means that given that you need to be at Amar Frigate 5 to unlock this, your small energy vampires and neutralizers are simply twice more powerful. That's a very scary ship in a small frigate gang. If you want to go solo in a Sentinel, you will be eaten alive by missile boats. And some drone boats, on the other hand, practically anything else will find itself completely neutered out, unable to move out. The Sentinel will be sitting at, say, 2025, and the other guy will not be able to macro warp drive away because no cap. And the Sentinel's drones will whittle it down mercilessly, except it's going to take a while because it does not have a lot of DPS. Very scary ship in small frigate gang. If you're flying a solo sentinel, everybody will know who you are. Nobody will engage you unless they have the ship that can counter it like a worm. Interceptors. Interceptors move exist in two flavors. You've got the fleet interceptor, which is the Malediction. Fleet interceptors for all four races have a bonus to warp scrambler and warp disruptor range, so you can tackle from farther away. 25% farther if you've got interceptor trained to 5. You also have reduction in micro overdrive signature radius penalty. You may remember that the assault frigates have a straight 50%. Here you're talking about 15% per level. So that means 60% at level 4 and 75% at level 5. You've got 80% reduction of capacitor cost to your point, and it has got a bubble immunity like all interceptors. So this one's the fleet interceptors, not very strong. It does have 4% bonus to all armor resistances. Usually we'll fit it with a small armor repairer to tank the drones, but it does not have a lot of tank. It definitely does not have a lot of capacitor. So if you're running your micro drive pretty much nonstop, which you should be doing in an interceptor anyway, and running your points and your small armor repairer, your capacitor is not going to stand that for very long. So capacitor is usually going to be an issue. It's a very fast interceptor, very agile, good tank. Because it's armor tank, so it's got very low signature. That's one of the best interceptors out there at the moment. This you'll see a lot of maledictions and stilettos. The Galanti Ares is faster, but it's not very agile. It has good DPS but no tank, so it's not useful for its function. And because this is not about a race, it's about being fast but also being able to maneuver and turn. And the Ares is fast but not maneuverable. Stiletto is a bit faster, just as maneuverable. Stiletto can be fit with better tank with a medium shield extender, but it has bigger signature, so it will also be taking more damage. In our corporation, we've got one guy who's absolutely the god of interceptors, and he has turned over his stiletto for a malediction. I'm not going to link you one of his fits because you really need to be a brilliant interceptor pilot to make that fit work. And unless you are, you're just going to lose your malediction. Trust me on that. I've got a lot of experience at losing interceptors. Flying interceptors is a lot of fun if you haven't done it, by the way, regardless of your race. Crusader. Crusader is the combat interceptors, like the equivalent to the Galanti Tyrannis, the Kaldari Raptor, and the Minmetar, which one is it, the Claw or the Wolf, I keep forgetting, I always mix them up. Oh no, these are Africa, never mind. The Minmetar one that's not used. Crusader, very nice ship, very fast, using lasers. Does not have capacitor problems. The way you want to fly it, it does not have a bonus to points, just point range. So it's a very good frigate killer, it's a very good interceptor killer. Essentially what you do is you burn toward your target, not directly obviously, you try to get some transversal, and then you get into scram range, which you should because, as I mentioned, this guy is fast, and then you get beyond its optimal range because you've got good range with the scorch and your lasers. And then you whittle it down because you've got 25% small engine turret damage bonus, and you've got a tracking speed bonus on your lasers for your interceptor skills. So that's a very fun ship to fly as well. Be careful, that's not an assault frigate. Yes, it's the combat interceptor, but it's still a very flimsy frigate. It's not super tanky. It's tanky for an interceptor, but not tankier than that. And that's it for the frigates. Any questions? Okay, moving on. Interdictor, Amor Interdictor, the Heretic. The Heretic is essentially most people, as their interdictors, they use the Saber because it's so good. So an interdictor is a destroyer that can launch bubbles. Bubbles are spheres within which you cannot get into warp unless you're an interceptor, because interceptors ignore these bubbles. These bubbles will also drag you down if you are warping toward that bubble and or aligned to that bubble, and you stop your warp, you will be dragged and get out of warp just inside the bubble. So that can be a hand trap. It's a good interdictor. So it does bubbles like everybody else. It's a missile ship. It's got bonus to light missiles and rockets rate fire and velocity, which means range. It's good frigate killer. It's just not as agile and versatile as the Saber, but really it's quite a good interdictor. Next, while we are talking about destroyers, let's go with Tech 3, the more tactical destroyer, the Confessor. Sees a lot of use, not as cancer as the Zvitol, but I like it a lot. It's got good range due to lasers, armor tank, you can do active armor tank mostly. Pretty good range, because you can fit beam lasers, little capacitor problems, but Tech 3 destroyers are usually good. So Confessor does not have the insane range or damage as the Hecate or Jackdaw. But as a solo or a small gang ship, it's pretty good because very versatile, good damage, good speed, good all-round ship. Moving on until I'm stopped. Advanced cruisers, DPS, so Tech 2, heavy assault cruisers. For the MR, we've got the Sacrilege. Sacrilege is a ship I'm going to skip over because I have very little experience flying it. I think I've only flown it once or two. It's a tanky thing. It's got a tank bonus and it's using missiles. Other than that, it's like all heavy assault cruisers. It's got a 1% reduction in micro-warp drive signature radius penalty, meaning you can micro-warp drive around and not have as much of a signature bloom as other ships. I vaguely remember that it's a bit nimbler than it looks, but that's about all I can remember. Zealot. The Zealot is the Tech 2 Omen, and it's a quite good ship. I like that ship a lot. It's got good tank, and it's got pretty good firepower. You saw a guy do PvE Mystic X with this boat. What boat? The Zealot? Or the...
The Sacrilege.
The Sacrilege. Wow.
The question is, why would they use this boat instead of, you know, standard Kaldari missile boats?
Well, if they don't have the Kaldari skills, maybe. I have no idea. I'd use a Gila. I have no idea. It's got okay. Good tank. It's I'm going super fast, but these Tech 2 ships have got Tech 2 resistances. So if you compare Sacrilege with a Mauler, for example, its base resistances, you've got in attributes, you look at its armor resistances, the weakest resistance is 35% for thermal, and best is 80% explosive. So it's got pretty good resistances. And in shield, it's got the EM hole like all shield should have, but it also has, other than that, it's got very good kinetic and explosive shield resistances. So that if you use these good Tech 2 resistances plus the 20%, if you have Hack 5, you're adding 20% on top of that, and then you've got your own tank from your low slots. You've got a very, very strong ship that is reasonably nimble, but frankly, doesn't have great damage bonus compared to other missile ships. I have no idea why he would use this one. I mean, why not? It's a good ship, I hear. Never used it myself much, but it's not anything special, as far as I can tell. Could be wrong. Next, Zealot. Like this shit very much. Zealot has, the problem it has, it does not have insane range because lasers. On the other hand, projecting damage to, depending on whether you're fit with a pulse or beam lasers, but let's say to 30 kilometers, you're projecting a fair amount of damage. Not a super great solo boat, actually not a good solo boat at all, because you're not going to be able to fit an active tank. It's not super fast, but a fleet of Zealots, you're looking at very good, very decent DPS, excellent damage projection, and quite decent tank. So a fleet of Zealots with a dedicated Logi wing is going to be a very strong composition. Heavy interdiction cruisers. So the mod devoter, heavy interdiction cruisers, what they do is they land somewhere and they activate a bubble. The bubble is around themselves, unlike the interdictor. The interdictor is launching a bubble probe, so it's a sort of ammunition thingy. And once it does not have any more charges, it needs to recharge its launcher. And if it doesn't have any more charges in its conga hole, bubbles stop. The devolver just activates the module and the bubble spawns around it. Trouble is, once you activate your bubble, first, the cycle time is super long, so you have to wait a bit before you become normal again. You cannot warp, obviously. You are pretty much, you cannot move or almost cannot move, and you cannot receive remote repairs. So you have to tank everything incoming by your own means. So Devoter, like all these ships, the Devoter has a brick tank, a very good tank, and the ability to spawn a bubble. So yeah, why not? It's a good one. It's used in Wormholes, for example, but it's much we use. Okay, Logi, Guardian. Guardian, excellent, best armor Logi ever. Not necessarily best, the nearest, the T2 Galente Logi is a very, very good ship, reps a little more than the Guardian. We discussed their differences with their Tech 1 versions. I'm not getting into there again. Compared to the Augurer, the Guardian is much tankier, and it also repairs better. So a Wing of Guardians is going to be a very, very strong force. It's going to be pretty much unbreakable unless you have a ton of DPS and or newts to kill them with. The Guardian is absolutely a classic, probably the most used logistics ship in fleets. Recon ships. First, so these ships do not show up on the scan. Well, the Curse, let's go, sir. I'm going a bit too fast. First, the Curse, which is the combat one. The Curse does not show up on the scan. It's got a bonus to neutralizers, both to range and to transfer amount. What this means is, assuming you've got Recon 5, your Curse will neutralize at twice the range, at three times the range, and will neut twice as much as if it were a regular cruiser. It's a neuting ships, therefore it's also got a bonus tracking disruptors and drone damage. What this amounts to is a very nasty support ship if you are playing in a gang, in a small gang. If you're playing in a big ship, you want to get in because the Curse is just not tanky enough for to stand in a large-ish fleet fight like all Recons are. And as a solo boat, it has its merits, needs some pretty good piloting. But yeah, you're hoping that your target does not. You'll be struggling against missile boats because they don't care about you neuting their capacitor. And you don't have a lot of DPS, but that's a pretty nice ship to have. Sees a lot of use. Pilgrim. So the Pilgrim is the cloaky version. Compared to the Curse, it's got two bonus. There's two things it can do. The first thing it can do is cloak and warp cloaked. So that's nice. On the other hand, when it is uncloaked, it is visible on the scan, like all the other cloaky Recon ships. It also can use a sinusoidal field generator, so that is used mostly for regular sinos and or covered ops sinos. Compared to the Curse, it's got slightly less DPS because it's not DPS, it's got less neutralizing power. What it has is a 100% range bonus, assuming against Recon at 5, but it has no bonus to energy transfer amount. So its neutralizers, compared to a regular cruisers, its neutralizers will have twice the range but the same strength as if it were a regular cruiser. Strategic cruisers, I don't really want to go into there too much. Mystic X, about the Curse, does it mean he can drain quickly even battleships? It can drain battleships quickly, depends on the battleship really. It's also a good option but yes, it will eventually drain down a battleship. It will, most Curse fits involve medium neutralizers, but with the bonus, with the range and the intensity bonus, one fun fit for a Curse is, and I believe I have one saved, here, this guy has one heavy neutralizer, just the one, because it cannot fit more than one. And the the heavy neutralizer gets the curse bonus to range and intensity. So that's the nice thing about that is you will be able to nuke out the capacitor of a cruiser at extreme range, like 70 or maybe 80 kilometers, depending on your skills. So suddenly that cruiser has no capacitor. Problem is, you cannot stagger your neutralizers like you would with normal curse. You're talking about a thing that has a 24 second cycle time. So you're nuking that cruiser's capacitor, and then he's got 24 seconds to recover before being nuked again. Your own capacitor is obviously under heavy strain as well, as is usually the case in cap warfare. To neuter out a battleship, you'd rather have a fit like this. So this one's got medium neutralizers, which are bonused, and you can stagger them so you put out a steady amount of drain on your targets. Does that answer your question? Okay, the thing to remember, if you want to neuter out somebody, the best thing you want to do, and what you will use against even capital ships like carriers or dreadnoughts, is a Balgorn, which is a pirate battleship with a bonus to neutralizer amount. This is the best you can find in terms of energy of capacitor warfare. So the Balgorn will kill anybody's cap, including a capital ship's. It does require to have friendly guardians feeding it cap to work. When you see Balgorns and you need cap in any way, you should be very, very scared. Second best is going to be the Geddon. The Geddon, because it can field a full rack of heavy newts, so nothing beats the intensity of a rack of heavy newts, even the curse's bonus, because it's a bonus that only applies to... The curse cannot fit as many newts as the Geddon, so even with its bonus, you're only talking about full rack, well, a smaller rack of cruiser-sized neutralizers. Or the Legion, which I was going to get into, which is the Amar strategic cruiser. You can have some decent nooting fits on the Legion. They noot a bit less than the curse, but they're much tankier. And then you've got the Pilgrim that does not noot that much, but it's got good range and it will sneak up on you. And then you've got things like the Dragoon and all that stuff, but they're no better than anybody else. So best for nooting is Balgorn, followed by Geddon, then Curse. Curse is not as good, and it's definitely not as tanky. On the other hand, if you're in a, say, a cruiser roam, the Curse is fast and a good support ship. Okay, quick glimpse of the more Tech 3 cruiser, the Legion. Compared to the other, so Tech 3 cruisers, good DPS, excellent tank, absolutely fabulous tank. These guys are super tanky. These guys have battleship grade tank in a cruiser hull. They have good DPS, but they don't have great DPS. And they have a cruiser size mass, which is very useful in wormhole space. Compared to the other Tech 3 cruisers, the Legion is very versatile, does not have the raw DPS of the hybrid ships. It's not quite as good in PvE as the Tengu. On the other hand, it's quite good still in PvE because it's got very good damage application with its lasers. With hybrids for PvE, you either go blasters and you need to get very close, and then you to apply your DPS, in which case nothing beats the Proteus. Proteus at close range with blasters is horrible. Nothing beats that. Legion does not have that sort of DPS. On the other hand, with the Scorch, it can apply that DPS to, say, 33 kilometers. So that's pretty neat. Legion can also be fitted for all the other things that the other strategic cruisers can do, a bit less than some, and its own bonus is it's got one of its subsystems that makes it a decent nooting boat. So Legion is noot legions are not as good as Balgorns, obviously, but they're almost as good as a Geddon, not as much range. No bonus to range, but a bit, decent nooting ability in a very, very tanky platform. Compared to the curse, a Legion will noot a little less than a fully fit curse, but will be much harder to kill. Faction cruisers. Yes, faction cruisers. Absolutely. Navy. So remember what I said? Yeah. So there's two of them. Ogre Navy. Remember the Ogre was a Tech 1 Logi ship. Ogre Navy is not a Logi. Same with the Execra Navy and the Osprey Navy and the Scythe fleet issue. Ogre Navy has a bonus to medium energy turret damage, so it deals decent damage, and it's got a bonus to ship armor hit points. That's an extremely tanky ship. It deals decent damage, not super great damage despite its bonus, but it's a very tanky ship. It's a good doctrine for people who do not have the skill points to be fielding the strategic cruisers, I'd say. But other than that, that's about all that could be said about them. It's not a very agile ship. You don't see that many Ogre navies flying around. When you do see them, they're super tanky, so everybody avoids them because they are going to be taking ages to kill. Omen Navy, that one is a fun ship. That's another exception to do not solo anymore ships. This is a great skirmish ship. It's extremely fast. It's got a great bonus to range. So with the right fit, let's see if it's got a fit. With the right fit, you're looking at, okay, for example, with this fit, you're looking at 47 kilometers optimal range with Scorch. Then that thing has a damage bonus and optimal range bonus. It's extremely fast. It's insanely fast. With your micro warp drive overheated, you are pushing 3,000 meters per second. So you can outrun practically any cruiser, and you will kill. You're a very good frigate killer. So frigates burning towards you, unless they neut you, in which case you're in trouble. But frigates burning towards you are going to finding difficult. They're going to have to either break up the fight or be killed. So that one is a very, very fun solo ship. Or if you're flying alongside, for example, an Oracle, your job will be to kill off anything that would be getting under the Oracle's guns. Excellent ship. And that's it for the cruisers. Battle cruisers. Harbinger Navy issue. Never flown it. It's a bit better than the Harbinger, the way I heard it. I hear it. Some people fly it. And with the next patch, it's supposed to become quite good. Never tried it, so I'm not going to talk about it. Command ships. More command ships. You've got, like all command ships, you've got one that the Absolution has the bonus to tank. And that one can apply DPS. It's very tanky, you can link on it, and you can fight on it. Unlike the Sleipnir, the Minotaur one, or the to a lesser extent the Kildari Vulture, you do not see the Absolution used much as a solo DPS ship, the reason being the bad tracking of MR lasers. Damnation is the less tanky, more intellectual ship, you'd say. This is a missile ship, and so this one's got a bonus to links like the Absolution. So you use it for what's it called? Armor warfare links. And when you're doing armor doctrines, it's a good ship to have boost from, unless the best ship for that at the moment would be the Legion with the appropriate fit. But this is a tankier than a Link Legion. Moving on, because I don't know much about these guys. Damnations were used because, yes, missiles have better damage application than lasers against fast-moving targets. And there might be better reasons, but I don't know about them, to be absolutely honest. Battleships. Faction battleship. Apocalypse Navy issue. That one's a great ship. Excellent range. It's better than the Apocalypse. Very good damage, good range, good tank. Super expensive, but if you like the snipey battleship version of the Apocalypse, this is the thing that can fight a non-sec fleet, like what used to be the Eshton fleet, for example, toe-to-toe, because it's got good range, good punch, good tank. That's about all I could say about it. Geddon Navy. I have no idea what's the attraction of this ship. I understand it's pretty strong. It's got good resistances. I've seen it used in incursions, and that's about it. And I've never flown it myself, so I'll stay out of it. Advanced battleships. Amar Redeemer. Redeemer is a Black Ops battleship. So Black Ops means you open a Sinusoidal field generator with somebody who's got a covered Sinusoidal or whatever. And usually when you open a Sinusoidal field, everybody in the system can see it, and everybody in your fleet can jump to that beacon. So you do not have, you can bypass gates, assuming you're in range. But the downside is that everybody in the system where you light up a Sino suddenly sees the Sino on their overview, and they can warp to it directly, with usually bad consequences on the person lighting up the Sino. Black Ops Sinos, covered up Sinos, they're called, are not visible to everybody. They're only visible to the people on grid. So what a Redeemer will do, it will have a ship that will light up Sino, and then the Redeemer will bridge other covered capable ships that would be stealth bombers, the cloaky wrecking ships, or generally speaking, any ship that can warp cloaked. These guys will move to target, and usually there's a usually that sort of Sino is lit when there's somebody. They will kill the somebody compared to other Black Ops battleships. So other than that, the Black Ops battleships are not more powerful than a Tech One battleship, because they're a Tech One battleship that can jump, so they're a bit less powerful. The Redeemer, compared to the others, it's very sluggish. It can nuke fairly effectively, not as well as the Galanti one, because it needs its turret for lasers, and it's got a very good tank, so a very good hold for fuel, so it can bridge a lot of ships. Marauders. The Amar Marauder is the Paladin. Paladin is Tech 2 Apocalypse. Extremely tanky, not as tanky as like the Galanti Kronos, but it's got excellent. This guy will deal a good 1200 DPS up to 80 kilometers or so. So when you see one of these, you're in trouble. To do that, you need a Bastion module that will make you immobile for about 5 minutes, giving you bonuses to tank and tracking. On the other hand, you cannot move for 5 minutes. So they're mostly used in PvE, not that much in PvP, but if you find one in PvP, like you're roaming NullSec and some guy lands on grid with his Paladin because you only have cruisers, then you know you've got a little bit of trouble, because you probably cannot break its tank, and it's got excellent damage application. It's not the tankiest of the Marauders. Finally, getting super late. Finally, super quick look at the capital ships. Not going to talk about the Titan and the Aeon because I don't know them, but the Amar Dreadnought is the revelation. At the moment, it's completely crap, so don't use it. Essentially, the problem it has is it needs capacitor for its guns and for its, and that's it. So it can, it's very new, and for its armor resistances, so it's very, very vulnerable to neuting. It's got reasonable range, but not great range compared to other dreadnoughts, and it's got bad tracking and not great DPS. So compared to other dreadnoughts, don't take the rev. It's the worst of all four dreadnoughts at the moment. The Amar carrier is the Arcan. The Arcan is the tankiest armor carrier at the moment. The armor and the Arcan and the Kaldari Chimera are the two tankiest carriers, but the Kaldari's shield and Arcan's armor. So this guy is really good to patch up an armored tank fleet, like in Wormholes or even elsewhere. For it's extremely strong, and it's not being shield, it's not as vulnerable to, for example, bombing. So the Arcan's extremely popular at the moment. And unless you've got questions, and I finally managed to put you all you guys to sleep, let me know if there's something I overlooked, but this probably concludes the overview of all Amar ships.
All right, thank you, man. It was really informative, even though I never said anything.
Yeah, sorry, it was a bit of an information dump, but I don't know.
Yeah, thanks for the lecture. I was thinking about, I noticed the pirate ships, they have a combination of two
Yep,
factions bonuses
absolutely.
to them. So, can you like briefly maybe mention the more prominent ones using Amar bonuses?
Yeah, sure. Let me know if I forget any of them. As far as I can remember, there's two that use more bonuses. The first, or the which one? The Blood Raiders, I believe. The one that have a loot bonus, like the Balgorn for the battleship. The cruiser is called the I forget. Thank you, the Ashimu and the Kruor for the frigate. The frigate, the Kruor, I've never flown. I've seen some very effective fits flown in faction warfare, but I don't know them well. Apart that, I know I should really stay away from them. What these guys have, their bonuses are, if you click on any one of them, they all have the same one. They've got a bonus to webs, so they web you from farther away, and they've got a bonus to the amount of energy that they loot out of you. So in the case of the Balgorn, this guy is has got bonused heavy neutralizers, which is why it's the prince of energy neutralizing. It also has the thing that energy vampires normally, these things drain the target's capacitor, assuming the target has more capacitor than you. In their case, the neutralizers, the NOS, will drain capacitor even and feed you cap, even if your target does not have them. So these guys, Kruor, Ashimu, they don't deal out that much DPS. They're not super great webbing ships. I mean, they do have a bonus, but if you really want webs, you want the Minmetal Tech 2 ships like the Huginn or the Hyena for frigate, or even a Rapier. But they're good for the newting. Mostly the Balgorn is the one that sees the most use, as far as I can tell. Next, you have the Sentia. Revenant is like sort of one-off ship. All I know about them is they're super expensive, and when one of them gets killed, they're in the news. So don't expect me to comment on the Revenants. The Sentia ships are interesting. What they do, their own bonus is they have a tracking bonus for their lasers, and their superpower is that they've got a bonus to afterburner velocity bonus. What this means is, at level 5 again, your afterburner is twice as effective as it should be, meaning you have almost micro warp drive speed from your afterburner. What this means in practice is you can sort of kite, and you don't mind being scrambled. Because normally the problem you have with all those ships that are fitted with micro warp drives is as soon as somebody scrambles, you're in deep trouble because you can't control range anymore. Your prop mod shuts down, and now the enemy is creeping towards you, and usually don't want that. Phantasm, you get scrambled, who cares? Because your prop mod is your afterburner. Downside is you are a bit light on capacitor. These are all shield tank ships. They have decent damage. They can be quite fun. Nightmare is mostly a PvE ship. It's extremely popular with incursion runners and people doing sites in places where amount damage is effective. Phantasm and Succubus do see some use in PvP, mostly in solo or super small gang roams, because they just don't have the super great DPS of other ships, and their bonuses like tracking and the ability to get out of scram range are useless if you're in a big fleet. Like if you're in a big fleet, you're like with, I don't know, 60 people, 100 people, one of you scram anyway, you've got the entire fleet landing there and somebody's gonna die. So essentially you're looking at breaking the people scrambling you from raw power. The Sister of Eve ships. Yeah, well, they've got bonuses. They've got armor bonuses. They've got a bonus to drone hit point damage and damage, just the same bonus as the more ones, like 10% level. And they've got bonuses to lasers, as well as being able to cloak. Usually, you may want to use lasers and drones for high DPS. The rest of the time, you'll want to use neutralizers, and just rely on your drones for DPS if you want to go for a gank. Essentially, they're expensive ships. The Estero is a sort of a Covert that can fight, that you don't need to skill up as much. It's better than a Covert unless you've got Covert 4 or more. The Stratios is a very good ganking ship. It's sort of an alternative to a Tech 3. It's a bit more expensive, but you don't lose skill points when you lose it, which is the problem with the strategic cruisers. The Nextor is a super expensive ship that is worthless as a combat ship, but is used, for example, in wormhole fights by certain entities that use it to refit. So it's sort of a cheap carrier. It uses its fleet hangar bay for other ships to refit from. And without having the mass of a carrier, the problem in wormholes is you can't fly as many carriers as you want. You're going to collapse the wormhole simply. And I believe that's all that includes Zamar, unless there's something overlooked. Does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
All right, guys. So I'm going to stay on this channel for just a bit. I hope you guys learned something and you have fun flying in more ships or just firing at them.
Yeah.